ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 25 Japanese You Can Do Without. Hello and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. I am joined in the studio by...
Hello everyone, Naomi here.
Naomi-sensei, this is the final lesson of this series.
ねえ、最後、the final.
So we'll find out what happens to our hero, Haruya.
I hope he can make a good impression this time.
Now in the previous lesson, Miyu's mother, Kiri, has been hospitalized. She got out of the hospital, and Haruya is here again to see the parents.
The focus of this lesson is the sentence structure. 何々ないで何々する。
Do something without doing something. This conversation takes place at...
天童さんのうちのリビングルーム。
The living room of the 天童's place. The conversation is between...
Haruya, Kiri, それから Raizou.
Okay, attention listeners. Comment.
Comment.
And comment some more.
It's easy.
And asking questions really helps improve progress. Okay, Naomi-sensei, are you ready for today's lesson?
Hi.
Hi, coffee. Dozo. Haruya-san wa itsumo coffee ni...お砂糖とミルクを入れて飲みますか？
いえ、入れないで飲みます。いただきます。あち！お父さんは？
2階にいます。さっきから何も言わないでミウのアルバムを見ているわ。あ、ハルヤさんはご飯を食べてきましたか？
あ、いえ、食べないで来ました。あ、お父さん、ミユさんとの結婚を許してください。
うるさい。もたもたしていないで上着を着て。ミユはどこだ？みんなで寿司屋に行くぞ。今日は母さんの退院祝いだ。
はい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はい。コーヒー。どうぞ。ハルヤさんは、いつもコーヒーにお砂糖とミルクを入れて飲みますか？
いえ、入れないで飲みます。いただきます。あち、あ、お父さんは
2階にいます。さっきから何も言わないで、ミウのアルバムを見ているわ。あ、ハルヤさんはご飯を食べてきましたか？
あ、いえ、食べないで来ました。あ、お父さん、ミウさんとの結婚を許してください
。うるさい。もたもたしていないで、上着を着て。ミウはどこだ？みんなで寿司屋に行くぞ。今日は母さんの退院祝いだ。
はい。
今度は英語が入ります。
はい、コーヒー。どうぞ。
Here you go, coffee.
ハルヤさんはいつもコーヒーにお砂糖とミルクを入れて飲みますか？
Do you take milk and sugar with your coffee?
いえ、入れないで飲みます。いただきます。あち！
No, I take my coffee black. Thank you. Oh, it's hot.
あ、お父さんは？
Is Mr. Tendo...
2階にいます。 さっきから何も言わないでミューのアルバムを見ているわ。
He's upstairs. He's been up there looking at Mew's photo album this whole time without saying a single word.
あ、ハルヤさんはご飯を食べてきましたか?
Oh, Haruya-san, did you eat before you came?
あ、いえ、食べないで来ました。
No, I haven't eaten.
あ、お父さん、ミューさんとの結婚を許してください。
Oh, Mr. Tendo, please allow me to marry...
うるさい。もたもたしていないで上着を着て。ミューはどこだ?
Enough! Quit dilly-dallying and put on your coat. Where's Mew?
みんなで寿司屋に行くぞ。今日は母さんの退院祝いだ。
We're going to eat sushi. We're celebrating Mum getting out of the hospital.
はい。
Yes, sir.
よかったですね。雷蔵が。みんなで寿司屋に行くぞ。
Come on, everyone. We're going for sushi.
So, he finally spoke to Haruya.
I think in his own way, he Haruya のことを認めた。He kind of recognized Haruya. So he was not nice to him, but being mean to him is kind of recognizing him in his own way. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. Naomi-sensei?
Album.
Album.
Album. Album.
Next.
Motamota.
Inefficient. Slow.
Motamota.もたもた。
Next.
寿司屋。
寿司 restaurant.
寿司屋。寿司屋。
Next.
祝い。
Celebration. Festival.
祝い。祝い。
Next.
みんなで。
With everyone.
みんなで。みんなで。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, the first word is?
もたもた
Inefficient, slow.
もたもた走る
Run slowly.
ゆっくり is also slowly, right? But もたもた走る sounds like the speaker is a bit irritated.
Yeah, Japanese has a lot of onomatopoeia, words that represent sounds or emotions or feelings, which is a very unique part of Japanese. AndNext season, we're actually going to have a course on this, just on onomatopoeia.
Interesting.
For me, what's interesting about this is mota mota. It kind of sounds like motor, which in English is fast. So this one doesn't sound slow to my ears. Mota mota. So Naomi-sensei, can I say mota mota shinai de kudasai?
Mota mota shinai de kudasai. Mota mota shinai de. Nanka sounds really offensive, but...
So it's a pretty strong, like, come on, hurry up already.いいね。Okay, what's the next word we have?
寿司屋。
Now, this can be a sushi place or a sushi owner?
そうですね。屋 means person or family who does their business.
So, kind of like a merchant.
Right.
Do we have some other examples where person doing business, kind of we attach this 屋?
花屋。
Florist.
床屋。
Barber. Now, in today's dialogue, what did Raizo say?
寿司屋に行くぞ。
Let's go to the sushi place. The sentence ending particle ぞ. What does this mean?
Emphasis? Only used by male speakers.
Most of the time.
Ah, so ne, you're right. Most of the time.
Or at least it was designed that way, but I think women these days definitely will use this one.
そうかな?
Not all the time, but like every once in a while.
Ah, そうね。
And what about in songs?
ね、どういうふうに?
I don't know. It seems like... I've seen ぞ quite a few times.
Ah, そうかもね。
So, not unheard of, but it's definitely used by males more.
ぞ is kind of rough expression, so you can't use ぞ with ます or です.
And this phrase, especially 行くぞ, I would say used quite a bit.
Ah, そうね。If you're doing a sport, you'll hear this expression a lot.
Let's go!
そうそうそう、行くぞ!
行くぞ!
じゃあ、グラマーに行くぞ!
That's really good usage. I strongly doubt you'll hear your professor or Japanese teacher say this one. Grammar ni iku zo? いいね. In this lesson, we're focusing on nai de something something suru. For example,
食べないで寝る.
To go to sleep without eating. This nai de is without the previous action. Let's have another example.
勉強しないで テストを受ける。
To take the test without studying. Notice how we start from the second, the main clause. To take the test.
テストを受ける。
To take the test. Then, without that previous action, ないで in the sentence it was?
勉強しないでテストを受ける。
Without studying, take the test. So in order to do this, we need the ない form of a verb plus で. And in the previous lessons, we went over how to form the ない form. We just simply add で and then follow it with another clause. So previously we gave you the Japanese example. We'll give you the English sentence and try to work backwards and get the Japanese sentence. So Naomi-sensei, how would I say Peter works without sleeping?
Peter は寝ないで働く。
The first part of that sentence is?
Peter は
Peter, marked by the topic marking particle, followed by?
寝ないで。
No sleep, followed by?
働く。
Works. Peter, no sleep, works. Peter works without sleep. It's kind of like Peter, no sleep, and works. So the day is combining the sentences.
Yeah, it's like and.
Peter, no sleep, and works. So Peter works without sleeping.
そうですね。You really do, right?
Yeah.
In today's dialogue, we had, お父さんは何も言わないでアルバムを見ている。
The father has been looking at the photo album without saying anything. Literally, the father saying nothing and looking at the album. So he's looking at the album without saying anything.
ね、かわいそう。I feel a bit sorry for him.
え、なんでですか? Why?
なんか寂しいんじゃない?
You think he's sad?
うん。
違うと思いますけど。I think it's something different.
What is it?
I think he, inside, 認めた。Like, he admitted. 認める is to admit, to recognize. He recognized that his daughter is going to be with Haruya. So he's just thinking about all the times together.
Ah, なるほどね。
かな? Naomi-sensei, so it's a happy ending.
そうですね。I think so.
And you know what? I kind of like this story.
なんで?
Because it's not so clear. You know, you kind of have to deduce that the father is coming to terms with the fact that his daughter is going to marry Haruya. He doesn't come openly out and say, like, welcome to the family. But the phrase...
みんなで寿司屋に行くぞ。みんなで is the key, right? Like with everyone.
He's included now.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, I like this story.
あ、本当?よかったです。
It wasn't like that gushy, welcome to the family. Like, anyway, you can come too.
If you want.
Kind of like the phrase, 嫌いではないです。
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said that, right?
Yeah.
He said that in a previous lesson.
You know, I think the father deep down is a really, like, nice guy, very sensitive, but he just has a very tough, like, very thick layer of skin. So he kind of hides how he really feels. Kind of. Okay, so that's it. So Naomi-sensei, we'll be back next year with a new season.
そうですね。I hope so.
Thank you again for listening. ありがとうございます。
本当にありがとうございます。
はい、コーヒー。どうぞ。はるやさんはいつもコーヒーにお砂糖とミルクを入れて飲みますか？
いえ、入れないで飲みます。いただきます。わち！お父さんは？
2階にいます。さっきから何も言わないでミウのアルバムを見ているわ。あ、はるやさんはご飯を食べてきましたか？
あ、いえ、食べないできました。あ、お父さん、みゆさんとの結婚を許してください。
うるさい。もたもたしていないで上着を着て。みゆはどこだ？みんなで寿司屋に行くぞ。今日は母さんの退院祝いだ。
はい。